Hello, and welcome to another Game Evolution podcast. This is podcast number 4. Okay, there's, I don't know, 2 days before New Year's? Something like that? Yeah. Okay, this is the podcast for Wednesday, December 29, 2 days before New Year's. New Year's podcast for Gaming Evolution is gonna be great. Have a lot of stuff to tell you guys about. I'm gonna do some segments cut short on New Year's. I'm gonna like record. Only gonna give out a short podcast of Gaming Evolution about 20 minutes or at least 25 minutes for the New Year's podcast, New Year's Eve, and then we're going to count down. That's going to be a separate podcast. If you all are going to listen to the podcast, once I post it on the internet, and you can all can hear the countdown. Depends, since it's over here in California, we're going to do the countdown, and some other places like Mexico, Canada, or some other place countdown early, and so I'm going to count down, as early as possible. Depends on the location, and I'm going to post it up with the podcast of New Year's podcast. It's going to be two part of the podcast. Part 1 and part 2, so kind of excited for this. Now I'm going to do the this special occasional podcast, because for the Christmas podcast, it was completely canceled, so I couldn't do anything. So yeah, of course not, I don't have a preview of this podcast, like the Christmas podcast I had, but there's going to be a lot of surprises. Of course, we have the grapes. We have the apple cider to drink for the New Year's podcast. And so, yeah. This podcast, I actually did it quite earlier because I have to do some other stuff today. And I told the producer, hey, I should do the podcast earlier so I can get along with all the other stuff. And producers said, all right, go do it. And so I'm starting it earlier this time. And I was recently checking the website that I have, Game Evolution, when I upload the podcast, I saw that there was 17 feed hits and 5 episode hits. Keep going along with that. I don't know if I talked about this on the last podcast or if not, I'm going to tell you guys. If we don't have at least 20 or more feed hits, we're going to stop Game Evolution. So I need as much of you listeners to keep helping me on, and what I want to do is keep moving this podcast, Game Evolution podcast, as far as I can, because if we go on, there's gonna be more Game Evolution podcasts, of course, more surprises, more surveys, more prizes coming up, and more guests coming to the podcast. Maybe in February or March or April, either way. In February or March or April, I don't know, one of the guests from IGN Podcast Beyond, which is, I love the podcast, and we might get one of them to come here and be with us on the podcast, and we might have some, one of the creators of the God of War game, the whole God of War saga, or the creator of Star Wars The Force Unleashed, either of those two, or even the creator of Call of Duty Black Ops and the whole Call of Duty thing, we might have either of the three or just one of them come here and be on the podcast. That's where we're planning for either 3 months. See, three people, 3 months. Yeah, not funny, but sort of thing. Yeah. This time I'm doing it without the script because I got bored of the script. So I'm doing it freestyling now. So without the script, it's kind of better because I can talk whatever I want. I don't have to be following any rules. And it gives me more liberty and freedom of speech to do this podcast. So, yeah. Oh, and then in March, I might be leaving to LA, so I might be heading over there doing a game news with Game Talk, pre-recording it, and then once I come back, I will submit it, all those podcasts I was supposed to submit, and put it there, and it'll be kind of like a long time. It's only going to be a week, so yeah. So for you all who live in LA, I'm coming there in March, alright? Okay, let's continue on with the podcast. First, on Gaming Evolution Podcast, hold on. Takes a while. Okay. Looks like Sony is kind of quite old. I know all of you might hear it or read it from Resistance 3 on Game Informer magazine. For all you who read it, that's good. Here's one of Spike's teaser trailer for Resistance 3 at the VGA Video Game Awards. I found this trailer on the Game Informer magazine, and thank you, Game Informer, for allowing me to show this trailer onto Game Evolution Podcast. So to all you listeners who listen to this podcast, here you go. Technical difficulties, but let's restart it from the beginning. It's I don't know what was happening to the system, but it started from the beginning and then ended to the end. So hold on. Okay, it sounds the same, but on the visual that I had, I cannot play it, so, yeah. Okay, I have the teaser for the PS3. Trailer, actually.
Now, masters of war, you build all the big guns, you build the big planes, and you build the big bombs, you hide behind walls, and you hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask.
You never done nothing but build to destroy. Play with my world, like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes. Then you try to run for the when the fast bullet flies. How much do I know to talk out of
Okay, so that's Resistance 3 trailer. It's kind of odd. I don't know what the country music is supposed to be right there. I don't know why they put that. That's kind of lame. They should have put in a better song. Well, based on it, the song didn't actually quite match for the trailer for the Resistance 3 game. Kind of looking at the pictures right now, and it's kind of cool. I have no description for it. There wasn't any description for the game, but by the looks of it, James Garrison is back, and again on another, this time on another time of shooting more monsters. Yeah. So by this picture I'm looking right now, he's holding a gun. He's actually shooting at the Chimera again. And one of them has this Adam's apple, even if they have one, is getting blown out. And looks like he's raising his hand and trying to please help. But James Garrison keeps shooting at him. And the other Chimera is trying to disarm the gun. Kind of looks good. Good friend reunion. Again. Okay. Now we're turning to trying to find another game. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the script better because I could I could read all the stuff there, right there, and I don't have to get bored trying to search for more stuff. Because without the script, I have to search what type of game to tell you guys, and I like the script better. Okay, Killzone 3. Who's heard of Killzone 3? Raise your hand. Oh wait, you can't raise your hand because I can't see you. Also, Little Big Planet, no 3D for Little Big Planet. despite throwing its support behind the 3D gaming in a big way this year, it looks like Sony's littlest big franchise won't be 3D compatible. For all you who wanted that, I feel sorry for you guys, and I hope it comes to 3D. Maybe in 2011, which is around the corner, 2 days only. Yay! Maybe they're gonna have that. Okay, now it's turning to Killzone 3. Could Killzone 3 have a split screen co-op? I hope not. It will be ridiculous. Okay, here's the description. A split screen co-op mode never made it into the final retail release of Killzone 2. But if early screen leaks are indication, the sequel won't have that problem. Remember when people used to play games together on the same couch? We like to see more of that in games today. Thankfully, you might not have to pass the controller around the living room for Killzone 3. Neither Sony or developer Guerrilla have commented on this rumor yet, but the Nicaraguan site NickaGamzer is running an image that claims is from Killzone 3 split screen co-op mode. Check out the image below. Of course, you can't see it, but at the top picture, it looks kind of cool. In the bottom picture, a Killzone 3 co-op screen looks great in sort of a way. But I really like the original way how it was. This is some of the comments. Alright, by Slowy. If it is true, that would be awesome. Already stoked for this game. This would just top it up. There's nothing like turning to your friend and looking at them in the face as you laugh at them while you own their virtual butt. Okay? Okay, here's another one by Code Gilly. Well, that is cool, but I still prefer my online coop instead. Co-op, actually, for those who don't know. My Tamriel Butcher. I wish the split screen was like that for Black Ops. Me too. Me too. Okay. Who wants to hear for the Xbox 360? All who said yes, here you are for your Xbox. So loved Xbox. Okay. Oh, Mrs. Explosion Man trailer too hot to handle. How did this Spitfire come to exist, and who was she explored first? Check out the revealing video to find out more. Okay. I don't know. I want to see that. Looks too creepy. I have not want to see it. Chaos Studios Showcase. Homefront Multiplier and Dave Dire can Homefront complete for mindshare in the highly competitive multiplayer shooter arena. Chaos Studios lays out on its battle plan. Okay, I sent Homefront, it's great and all, even though I'm British, but it's great. Here's a video, I think. Okay, who would love my French English type of Europe accent? Okay, here's the damn video. And it is loading.
Homefront multiplayer is large-scale warfare.
Complete and total bedlam.
Epic vehicular warfare.
Fast-paced, exciting, and fun.
Homefront multiplayer takes place during the...
Okay, it's kind of loading, but I really hate it when it stops loading. So just get on with it, alright? Don't get mad. It's not my problem. It's...
occupation wars. This is the time when the Korean army was invading the...
It's Game Informers.
Always.
After a deadly EMP attack and cyber attack,
the remnants of the U.S. military are kind of off, still trying to hold on and fight off the Korean invasion as best they can.
The battles really...
See what I mean?
They take place in various locations, from suburban cul-de-sacs to, you know, department stores to...
Department stores? Who kills department stores, man? Well, I said I don't care about department stores. I only care about GameStop.
Highway interchange, so you get to experience a wider swath of America. The multiplayer design goals really stems from wanting to...
Really? All I hear is blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
To build blah. A large-scale warfare experience to really be the category...
Ooh, I see a Hummer. But it stopped. Is it out of gas?
Hurry up.
You're in that audience. Make it accessible, make it intuitive, but most of all, make it a lot of...
Yeah, this really sucks. Alright, here's a video again. This time I hold it up and reload it again, so here. I know you heard it one time, but here.
Multiplayer is large-scale warfare.
Complete and total bedlam.
Epic vehicular warfare.
Fast-paced, exciting,
and fun.
Homefront multiplayer takes place during the occupation wars. This is the time when the Korean army was invading the U.S. after a deadly EMP attack and cyber attack.
The remnants of the U.S. military are kind of off, still trying to hold on and fight off the Korean invasion as best they can.
The battles really take place in various locations, from suburban cul-de-sacs to, you know, department stores to a highway interchange, so you get to experience a wider swath of America. The multiplayer design goes...
Like I said, who cares about department stores? All I care is a GameStop, man.
...really stems from wanting to build a large-scale warfare experience to... really be the category leader in that audience.
Make it accessible, make it intuitive, but most of all, make it a lot of fun.
So you have infantry, you have drones, you have tanks, LAVs, helicopters, all those brought together in the battlefield.
There's a lot of action going on. You know, when you play Homefront, there's a tank rolling in, getting blown up, there's a helicopter overhead. We want to bring all those tools together into a really tight, cohesive package.
What we're really trying to do is make the game play different than any FPS that you played before.
The whole idea behind...
All who don't know FPS is first-person shooter, right? I'm just saying that because all the people who don't know, what is it that mean? Yeah. Ooh, I see I paused it at the right moment. I see that the U.S. is shooting at the Koreans. Looks like sort of like a tank. Yeah, THQ. Show. What is THQ, the game designer, doing there? Oh well.
Vehicles and Homefront is you should get in and start having fun right away. This is not the kind of game where you need to spend 2 hours learning how to fly a helicopter.
Battlefronts really gives us an in-game economy.
So you're doing actions in the game, and every one of those actions is earning you points.
So battle points basically allows us to put a price on each vehicle, to put a price on every special weapon.
Rather than just saying, like, oh, great, you know, you captured that objective, here's some experience, we're saying, hey, you captured that objective, that's great, now here's a tank.
You can buy everything from tanks, helicopters, to drones, to additional ammo for your RPG.
The idea with battle points is buy what you want when you want it. So if you're fighting a vehicle and you need a new rocket launcher, you can pick one up.
Now that's what I call gaming experience, man. Look, you can buy whatever you want. That's great. I mean it. Look, I know I'm not being racist or saying anything, but if terrorists actually did that in real life, that'd be so scary. I will run away as fast as possible, get out of this, and, well, take my computer, whatever, and run. Or take a PS3, who cares? But take a damn game system or electronic, just take it. Do not take a TV. You might take a TV, it's worth it, but do not take your stereos or other things. Just run, alright? Yeah.
Right on the fly.
The near future setting for Homefront gives us the ability to bring in some near-future technology like drones.
What drones add to the game is a lot of new and interesting types of ways to fight your enemy and to fight them without putting yourself at risk.
You know what?
Whoa, drones? What are we, Star Wars? Dude, drones don't come or in the near, I don't know, 1 million BC or, I mean, AD, something like that in the near far future, not in 2012, even though 2012 was a good movie, and I hope that does not happen here in this world, because I really would take my PS3, PSP, everything. I'll just run out that door, run so far that none of the natural disasters actually hit me. Really, you save all your games somewhere where you can find it in case doomsday or the end of the world comes, right? Everybody would do that.
It may spawn in the game initially. And
oh, before we continue, make sure by the time the world ends, fully charge your PSP, DS, or any other system. Take an electric generator. You might need it, because you will get bored in hell or in heaven. Trust me.
Deploy my recon drone, and I start marking different targets.
Ground control, everyone races for these three objectives, and then when you capture an objective, you start gaining points. Now, when you gain enough points, it'll actually push the whole line over to the enemy section.
You're not spread out amongst a vast area. You feel the infantry-style combat, that intense battle for the objective points, as well as have the epic vehicular warfare reigning in.
Ground control is different.
Well, I just checked right now. We're like 27 minutes into the podcast. That's better. Last time it was 19. That's worse. But the good thing, we're giving this podcast to you. Okay, I know you guys might be irritated, might be mad because I keep stopping it, but don't be sad, alright?
From other objective-based game modes, because you get to fight over new spaces. The objectives will move to different locations, and you'll have to use...
Yeah. So, that's all for that video thing. So, yeah. Oh, look at the time. Time to end the podcast again. So I'll see you guys New Year's Eve. We're gonna do part one and part two of that big podcast. Each of them 25 minutes long. So also podcast number one might be gone. Might be, I don't know, because we have like a little bit of space on the thing that where we upload the podcast, so it might be disappeared. But don't worry, I'll try to find other places where I can host the put the podcast, like the old ones. And if you actually need the podcast that the older ones, just email me, and I'll see if I can send a podcast to you, or the thing about if we get enough feed hits or episode hits, 20 or more feed hits more than 5 episode hits, that's how much we need to continue Gaming Evolution podcast. All right, that's how many we need more. So thank you for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.